Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Leaving your grocery cart in the parking lot. Bumping a call straight to voicemail. Drinking milk past its expiration.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Whitney Young and Corey James explore the fine line between acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery.
It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Wow. Here we go.
Here we go. All right. So Chris Devens, you're filling in for Corey this morning because Corey...
Had a baby.
He and St. Courtney... The baby finally came. We were waiting for so long.
Yes, this is a fresh baby. Happened, what, like 3:30 yesterday morning?
Fresh out the oven. Yeah, it's been just a little bit over 24 hours.
They're still in the hospital, and you wanna go?
I mean,
Uninvited.
I have been wanting to go since before the baby even arrived. So they...
Which is, okay.
They checked into the hospital Friday around noon.
Okay.
And the baby came... late Saturday night, early Sunday morning at 3:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. So for all of Friday and all of Saturday, I was, you know, just checking in, seeing if they needed anything. Yeah, can I bring you some coffee, some Dunkin', some, you know, fresh pineapple? Because that's what St. Courtney's been craving.
Sure.
And I think that's very helpful and generous because I live downtown and all of their friends and family live in Canandaigua. So I'm close by. I'm 5 minutes down the road.
Yeah.
Hit me up. I'm here. But now... the baby is actually here, and you know we've documented on the show how I am practically, you know what? No, not even practically. I am his aunt. I am baby Mason's aunt.
Anyone agree with you on that, or
yes.
have they confirmed that, or
yes?
You just, okay, self-proclaimed.
St. Courtney
good.
Said,
okay.
And I quote, "You're deaf his aunt."
Deaf
like,
his
definitely.
Aunt. Okay,
you're
good.
Deaf his aunt.
Okay.
Anyway, so my thing is, I'm ready to go meet my nephew.
All I know, so I don't know much about childbirth. Never done it.
Yeah.
Very single man. But it seems like it's a tough thing.
Sure.
And I would wait. I don't know. Has she reached out to you, Courtney, and said...
Oh, I've been harassing Corey via text.
Okay. Have they said like, hey, yes, we'd love to have visitors. Or are you just going to be like, hey, guys,
well,
put the gown back on because,
yeah.
You know, cover up. Oh, you're feeding. Oh, God.
Corey, you know, keeps saying he'll let me know, like, you know, when a good time is.
And has he? Has he?
Well,
has he?
Yes.
Has he?
We've been planning that it's going to happen today at some time, but I've been asking since Friday at noon if I could come by. So, Savage or Sensible, the question is, inviting yourself, as I've been doing, to the hospital.
To be honest, I am not as close with Corey as you are. You guys are obviously much closer.
Oh, we're like brother and sister.
Sure. But yeah, him and I are more like cousins.
You guys are maybe.
We see each other on Thanksgiving.
Second cousins. That's what
you
are.
I feel like you demoted me.
I mean, I see him. Think about this.
His desk is next to mine. I see him actually arguably more of the day than you do because he's here till like 3.
Yeah, but he and I talk the entire time. I mean, we are in this room.
Regardless.
Every single day. No, wait a second.
Okay.
Let me, please. We are in this room every single day.
All right, Kanye.
Day.
Yeah, let me finish.
I'm going to let you finish. But we are in this room every single day for 5 hours. I see him more than my parents.
That's true.
See him more than some weeks, more than my boyfriend. I mean, this is how close we are. So I think I have every right to meet that baby when I want to meet it. I mean, I gave them time. I gave them time to like
sure,
rest.
It's been about 16 hours.
It's been 24 hours. It's been 28 hours.
No, 29. I think I totally agree that you should meet the baby soon. I just would probably wait until they were like inviting people.
So you would wait for
an
invite.
Yeah. So, and now I'm probably on the other spectrum of you with this. Like I was not planning to go to the hospital. I was planning to visit the baby when they were home and settled and like they're all...
But again, that's different because like you said, you guys were like, yeah, you're cousins.
Well, yeah, but I guess apparently there's other people from the office going there today too. I didn't realize that people did that early.
I don't know that anybody else should be going. I personally think that
just you. Yes, the unproclaimed aunt.
I'm me. So I don't understand what all these other people are doing, smuggling themselves in, you know. I think that's savage, to be honest with you. But yeah, savage or sensible, we have a bunch of people weighing in on Facebook right now.
What are they saying?
Sherry on Facebook says, sensible, I didn't invite anybody to see my daughter. People just showed up and I didn't care.
Well, that's fine.
Savage, wait until the parents invite visitors. Sensible, Amy says, sensible, they're more than just friends. Dang it, that is right. We are, as we've said, I'm like his little sister, you know?
Childbirth is pretty intense, though. I'd want to make sure that Courtney is like, yes, I want people to see me now. Like, yeah. I'm rested. I don't know.
Jessica says, in a normal situation, this would be 100% savage. However, given the whole joke behind it, I think it's sensible. So she thinks because it's me, you know, it makes sense.
I love the way that you read the savage answers versus the sensible. You blow it. You're like, yeah, savage. Just,
yeah,
sensible.
Savage.
Like,
yeah.
All right. Well, we got some calls coming in. 222-9800.
Team PXY, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rochester.
What's your name?
Walt.
Walt. All right, savage or sensible, me inviting myself to the hospital to meet Corey's new baby. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea.
You think it's sensible?
Yes.
She just had the baby, 3:30 in the morning yesterday.
It's been a while. It's been 24 hours.
She's not family.
I am family.
Are you?
Family is what you make it.
What you make it, have they also made it family?
Yes.
Okay.
Walt, what do you think?
You do it.
You're like, go. You're full throttle, go for it.
Yeah, why
not?
All
right. Well, thank you very much for calling in, Walt. I really appreciate it.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.
This text coming in at 69822. If I were Corey, I would put a poster of Whitney's face up saying, beware baby stalker.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.